Well, what impact will the recall of more than 50 sanitising products have on schools reopening after the midterm on Monday? The Department of Education issued the recall notice last night. They say schools are safe and this is a precautionary measure. But opposition politicians say they have questions for the minister, and amongst them is the Social Democrats' education spokesman, Gary Gannon, who's on the line. Good morning, Gary Gannon.
Good morning, first of all,
just to clarify, you do back the schools reopening on Monday, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's essential that we get our schools open for a variety of reasons. We don't have the childcare capacity in this country to make sure that we don't, but I think it's really important that schools open. I think we've seen during the close down the amount of kids with special education needs that fell behind. So yeah, it's absolutely important that we get it open. But that requires confidence, and it requires that school leaders, SNAs, teachers, have a sense of confidence that the department has their backs. And what we've discovered over the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months, Jordan, the various different ineffective procedures that have happened, is that doesn't seem to be the case. And this latest call that came through at 6 o'clock yesterday, that 52 product sanitation products are not suitable for purpose, again impacts confidence, erodes morale, and that leaves the school environment in a very negative place come Monday again.
But we are in the middle of a pandemic. Do you accept that the department, in reviewing all of the sanitising products that were being recommended to schools, that they have acted promptly after last week's recall of that one product?
I don't know if it's acted promptly. I mean, we're already coming towards the end of midterm. These products were given out in September. We knew and understood we were going to need sanitation products in schools, hand sanitizers, wipes. The fact that out of 150 allocated products, 52 of them now have been suggested. I don't want to say that they're in somewhat dangerous, but they're certainly not suitable for standards. So acting promptly is one of the things, but there was a serious breach or a fall down of protocol here, and we need to understand why that happened.
Do you fear that this is going to add to the calls for strike action over school safety by the ASTI, the teachers' union?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And this was an issue that I've been raising even since before schools reopened back in September. Their school morale is on the floor at the moment. Our school leaders, our teachers, SNAs feel like they've been abandoned. Every evening when you watch the news and you see the medical experts talk about social distancing, talk about the need to limit your interactions, all of that seems to operate, but that doesn't apply to schools. And that's impacting morale massively. So when the ASTI this week balloted for industrial action in relation to rapid testing and turnaround, in relation to social distance capacity, low pay, I mean, that's a reflection of a multitude of different issues that are happening. And now we find out that the products that they've been asked to use were simply not suitable for purpose. It leaves us in a very precarious place in our schools.
Well, they did add 23 products to the list, didn't they, as well as removing 52, I think. You want the minister to come into the Dáil next week, do you, and do a question and answer session on all of this?
I think it's absolutely, I think what we really need to see is leadership from the front. So I think the minister coming in, answering opposition questions, allaying fears by standing there confidently, outlining how this happened, how we can ensure that it doesn't happen again, talking about the type of investments, supports that we're going to give to our school leaders, and simply also just acknowledging the work that they've been doing. They've gone above and beyond the call of duty since the summer to get our schools back open. And just letting them, in their national chamber, letting that be relayed, I think is really, really important.
There's a lot of focus on sanitising products. Is there a risk maybe we're not looking at another key ingredient of keeping schools safe, and that's ventilation?
Yeah, I think if you can imagine the school environment at the minute. So in most classes, there's about 26 students, one teacher, and possibly one or two SNAs. Most of them don't have some classrooms don't have windows in them at the minute. So I mean, the capacity even for ventilation doesn't exist. Air school systems and air school buildings, many of them are antiquated and unsuitable for purpose outside of a pandemic. During the pandemic, that's been increased and magnified exponentially. So yeah, I think it's really important, but it comes down to the buildings that we've been teaching students in for a long time, and that's just crystallized during the pandemic.
Although despite all of that, it's obviously worth bearing in mind the data that transmission in schools is lower than in the community. I want to ask you about one other thing, Gary Gannon. We play a little clip first. This was the exchange last night between Minister Damien English and Miriam O'Callaghan on Primetime, and it was about whether kids' clothing is an essential service. Here's a short clip of that exchange.
It's not confusing. I think we've had this discussion on numerous occasions with the retail sector. And to be clear, to try to make it fair, the difference now compared to last March is all those goods can still be purchased.
But Minister, are socks for your child essential?
Clothes are not essential. But again, there's still, of course, in all situations, there's a bit of common sense. And the Gardaí have been very...
That seems mad, Minister.
Well, again, what's essential, what's not essential, OK?
Clothes are not essential. Well, you can order them online and click and collect, can't you?
Some people can, but actually for a lot of parents, maybe not having the capacity for having an actual credit card or a Visa card. But then also some parents don't have any place where that can be delivered, or certainly won't be delivered in advance of Monday if they just need a couple of vests for their kids going back to school. I think Minister English let himself down there with his communication. I think the government needs to come out and rectify that now. We're in the midst of a pandemic. Appropriate and strong communication is really important to ensure that we get the appropriate type of buy-in from the community. So just come out and say, actually, you know what, children's clothes, vests, socks, whatever you need is actually essential, particularly...
But where do you draw the line on that, Gary Gannon? Because, I mean, for instance, you know, there are lots of large supermarkets that would have a section that does kids' clothing, but what about other shops? How do you make that fair?
I think in terms of the large supermarkets that we're talking about, we know that actually in the first lockdown, you're walking around Tesco's, you can get your food items, but there's also an aisle there where you can pick up your socks and T-shirts. There's absolutely no point in closing those aisles at the minute. In terms of how we make it fair, we have to make it sensible. And I think closing down particular aisles in supermarkets, which you could pick up your essential socks or your T-shirts, there's no point in closing them down. Do you have the capacity for ventilation? Do you can apply strong social distancing manners? That's not available in every shop at the moment, unfortunately. But for the large outlets who can, perhaps they should be able to.
Gary Gannon, Social Democrats Education Spokesman, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland. It's 19 minutes past 7.